Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. 6%, that's how much the cost of health plans offered by Covered California are expected to go up next year. And that's just the average. There are some parts of the state where rates will likely increase by double digits, upwards of 11%. And if federal funding isn't renewed, health insurance marketplaces across the country like Covered California may push rates even higher. And yet another piece, as more people resume doctor medical appointments at this stage in the pandemic, costs to see a physician, like pretty much everything else these days, are going up. Inflation is also having an impact. There's also another big change at Covered California this year. For the first time since the state health insurance marketplace launched in 2012, Covered California has a new leader. Joining us now is the new executive director, Jessica Altman. Thank you for being here. Good morning.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, for those who still may be unfamiliar with Covered California or who may be considering it for the first time, walk our listeners through what it is and how it works.
Yeah, so Covered California is California's marketplace for health insurance. It's the only place that Californians can go to receive financial assistance for purchasing health insurance from the companies. You know, we have 13 different insurers offering coverage on Covered California next year, and buy that coverage. We are really the place that people can go for health insurance if they don't have health insurance from another source. If you're not getting it from your employer, from a spouse or a parent, and you're not eligible for Medicaid or old enough to get on Medicare or have access for another reason, Covered California can be your home for coverage.
And there are roughly 1.7 million enrollees right now?
That's right.
So that's about 5% of Californians enrolled in health insurance currently. Well, Covered California just announced that on average rates are going to be going up by 6%. And that is significant considering looking back the last couple years, rates held relatively steady, going up on average about 1% in 2020, 2021, 2022. So why such an increase?
Yeah, I think there are a few important things here. One is we all know the pandemic has had a lot of effects on our lives in different ways. And one of those impacts in our society has been on healthcare costs. We've seen some abnormal trends in recent years. Elective procedures weren't happening for a period of time. People are or had been skipping in-person visits and things like that. And so what we actually saw is the last few years were an unusually low rise in healthcare costs. And what we're seeing this year is kind of this return to more normal patterns of the use of healthcare. And that's happening around the country. Actually, before California released our rates, the national average was 10%. And so there are a lot of factors about California. Covered California negotiates very actively with our health plans. We are a large and healthy risk pool that's actually keeping us lower than what other states are seeing around the country. So that's the largest reason for that 6%.
If healthcare costs are going up across the board, there are some pretty extreme outliers in that increase. You go to some counties like Fresno, Madera, and Kings County, where their average are going to have a 0% increase. But then on the other end, you have other counties like Alpine, Calaveras, Inyo, Mono counties that can see upwards of 11%. What's accounting for that difference in California?
Yeah, so I want to just start with one comment here, which we'll talk more about later, which is rates and premiums are a really important measure of healthcare costs and what's how they're changing over time. And we know we have a problem with that in this country. But on Covered California, we have financial assistance available. And in the vast majority of situations, particularly if we get to maintain the financial assistance we have today, people are going to be protected from these changes through that structure. But to answer your question directly, we also know healthcare costs vary significantly from community to community. The competitive dynamics are different. There are different numbers of hospitals, numbers of insurers, different relationships that every year result in variances of cost changes and underlying costs that are the baseline of those changes as well. So it's not surprising to see that variation.
You know, and I do understand that there's financial assistance, you know, offered to some enrollees. And I think a piece of that also involves Covered California receives federal subsidies, and they are scheduled to expire at the end of the year. Can you explain how much is really like pumped into Covered California from the federal government?
Yeah, so Cover California was created by the Affordable Care Act and from the beginning has provided financial assistance to its members and will continue to. But what is in question in Congress right now, a very active discussion this week, is whether or not to continue enhanced financial assistance made available during the pandemic. So basically, providing more financial assistance than we were before, providing financial assistance who were not to individuals who were not previously eligible. So the winds in D.C. are favorable this week, but it's not certain. So we're watching that very, very closely to see what that impact will be. But I do want to be clear, it is not on the table for all financial assistance to go away, just whether we'll get to maintain these enhancements to the structure.
So if Congress does pull back funding in that hypothetical scenario, the state of California also has some money set aside, right, in the budget to fund Covered California. So how much money is that? And would that be enough to stave off additional rate hikes and if Congress pulls back some funding?
Yeah. So the enhanced subsidies are worth about $1.7 billion to California. So that's on an annual basis. Governor Newsom and the legislature through the budget process have stepped up, the only state in the country to do this, and said, if that funding is not made available, we are going to put forward some state dollars to try and mitigate some of that impact. That's just over $300 million. So it will not fill the hole that would be left by the federal government, but it would be incredibly meaningful in terms of, again, mitigating some of those price increases, which in some cases would be significant.
Given that there's 1.7 million Californians who are currently taking part in Covered California, are you concerned that that number will be impacted if Congress doesn't come through?
Yeah, so we estimate that if we don't see these enhanced subsidies continue, that there are 220,000 Californians who would be priced out of coverage. That's an incredibly significant number, particularly given all of the other things we know are happening in the world, the cost increases that are impacting people for their basic goods, for food, for, you know, due to inflation and what's happening with the economy. So it's certainly not an outcome that we would like to see.
When we're talking about the 6% average increase in rates projected for next year, going into this, was that a projection for Covered California? I mean, looking at the 2023 potential rates, given that the average rate increase for the last 3 years was, you know, around 1%.
Yeah, so we don't do projections of annual rates, but I'll tell you, and, you know, I come to California from another state where I was overseeing the rate process there. So I know the national dynamics really well. So while we didn't have a prediction here, I can tell you I'm not surprised by it, because as you look at these national trends impacting the cost of healthcare that we talked about, that we were seeing that data come in throughout the past year. So again, didn't have a prediction, but not surprised.
Another factor in this is Covered California enrollment is coming up, and there are actually more insurers that are joining the exchange, which seems like good news. What do people here in Sacramento and Northern California need to know about the addition of options?
Yeah. So we are, for the first time in a number of years, bringing a new insurer onto Covered California who will be in the Sacramento region. That insurer is Aetna CVS, so a familiar name to many, but hasn't been on Covered California before. They'll be entering in a few regions. We do also have some of our existing insurers expanding where they're offering, although that's not directly impacting the Sacramento region. So again, indicative of overall, we have this competitive market. We're offering choices. We'll have 13 insurers. The vast majority of Californians have access to more than three or four insurers, and everyone has access to at least two.
What is the benefit of going through the marketplace at Covered California as opposed to just going directly with the insurer?
Again, we are the only place in California where you can go to access the financial assistance, and financial assistance will continue to be available no matter what. It's just how much of that assistance that we have to offer. And what that really does at the end of the day is look at what you should pay, what you and your family should pay for your health insurance is going to be based off of a percent of your income rather than what price the insurance company is charging that year. So again, that goes back to what I said. It's actually going to be a bigger impact on what people pay, whether Congress extends this enhanced financial assistance than the underlying premium increase because of that subsidy structure and the way it's set up to say, hey, you should really only have to pay this much of your income. And under the enhanced subsidies, no Californian should have to pay more than 8.5% of their income for the core basic plan offered on Covered California.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Covered California's executive director, Jessica Altman, about the expected rate increases coming for 2023. Jessica, you took over just a few months ago, earlier this year, after Peter Lee from Covered California announced he was leaving. What do you think you can improve on immediately in the next year here in California?
Yeah, so Covered California is an exceptional organization that has made exceptional progress in partnership with the state in lowering the uninsured rate. So it's not really about improving anything or fixing anything that's wrong. It's about building on the incredible progress that we have made, continuing to chip away at that uninsured rate here in the state, continuing to offer affordable coverage. And we're really focused on also moving beyond just, do people have health insurance, to what is that health insurance offering people? Is the access there? Is the care that is accessible higher quality? We have new requirements in our contracts this year for the first time that are having our insurers put money on the table for actually delivering quality care and making improvements. And we're looking at that not just across the board, but also with that lens of also trying to be more equitable in our care. Is that impacting all of our communities, all of our populations positively in the same manner? So that, in addition to always continuing our work to reach every corner of the state to make what is a very complicated healthcare system easier and simpler to navigate to help people in those transitions. You know, Covered California, you said earlier, we're about 5% of the state. That's true. But our population is constantly changing and people will need us at different points in their lives, whether they're losing coverage from a job, trying to start their own business, retiring early, aging off of their parents' plans, right? All of these circumstances are where they're going to come to us, sometimes for a long period of time and sometimes for a short period of time. So we want to make that as simple, and we want people to know that we're who you call if you're in those circumstances.
I mean, you just said yourself, it's a complicated set of issues. It's very layered. And also there is that operative word of equity. Would you say achieving that equity is one of the most challenging parts of this job when it comes to the marketplace?
It's incredibly challenging, and not just for the marketplace, for anybody in healthcare, because there are so many complex elements of our society that are impacting equity, that are causing disparities in healthcare. And it's going to take a multifaceted approach across our healthcare system to really tackle those disparities in a comprehensive way. And that's why Covered California is certainly not the only entity in the state looking to improve equity. You see great commitment from the governor, great incredible investments through CalAIM, through the Medi-Cal program, to really look at the social drivers of health, and a collaborative, committed, coordinated effort from all of us in the state, the providers, the insurers, to move that needle.
How do you foresee healthcare evolving?
In so many ways, it's a broad question. I think what is so exciting here in California is what we are trying to evolve to is universal coverage and access. And that can take different shapes. That's certainly a live discussion here. But what we want to do, again, is make sure that every person residing in our state can access the care that they need, can access coverage. And it's really exciting to get to be a part of that here in California.
What conversations are taking place to get more specific? As you know, we have a population of 40 million plus people, but also a rapidly aging population as well.
Yeah, so there are, first of all, of course, we have the Medicare program here.
Yes.
Nationally, that provides insurance coverage to individuals 65 and older. That is continuing. There also is access to the Medi-Cal program for our lowest income seniors, and a lot of efforts there to improve access to services around long-term services and supports for those that need those services. I will say at Covered California, because of the Medicare program, we largely don't cover seniors or those that need long-term services and support. So in many ways, I may not be the best person to speak to those issues.
Mm. Would you be impacted by it, though, given that we do have an aging population and we're all going to the same hospitals and getting health care? And we were just talking about how health care costs are going up, which is then Covered California and ratepayers are going to have to shoulder that increase. Like, we're not in a vacuum.
we're not in a vacuum, and healthcare costs certainly impact all of us in healthcare. And it's actually a great thread to pick up as we think about efforts that are ongoing here in California. It's not just about coverage. It's not just about sort of saying, well, it's expensive, so we'll subsidize it more. It's about how can we tackle the underlying healthcare costs. And again, some exciting movement in California this year to see the Office of Healthcare Affordability move forward that is going to be really looking under the hood at how those healthcare costs are changing. And Cover California, we're excited to partner with them as they get that work off the ground and see how we can be a partner in that broader effort to reduce healthcare costs across the board.
I'm curious, you come from the Bay Area. You're a California native, but you also spent a lot of time around the country. You were Pennsylvania's insurance commissioner before taking Covered California's top position. What makes healthcare unique in California with that perspective?
So, I mean, the one thing that's the same about healthcare everywhere is that it's core to our ability to live happy and healthy lives. But that looks really different in different states. It would be no surprise to those listening today that the politics in Pennsylvania are very different than the dynamics here in California. And for me, making that transition, what is so exciting here is all of us are rowing in the same direction, right? There's a deep commitment to expanding care, to improving equity, to achieving universal coverage, and it's not about if we do that, it's about how we do that and how we do that together. And that's why, again, it's such a privilege to be back here in my home state of California doing that work.
Finally, Jessica, what should Californians need to know about open enrollment coming up for Covered California?
Yeah, so open enrollment, as always, begins on November 1st. We will begin communicating to those of you who are enrolled in California in October, as will your insurance company. So keep an eye out for that. Given our conversation today, I just want to really stress get accurate information, to come in and check. The conversation in DC about extending this financial assistance is live, and we will see what happens in the next few weeks. But I am hopeful that we will have an extension of this financial assistance, and we will be able to continue to deliver the record affordability that brought us also to record enrollment coming out of last year during this pandemic when healthcare is front of mind, and during a time with inflation and the state of the economy when costs are front of mind. So don't let conversations about prices going up have you sort of not even check, because we could be in a really good place come November. And if you don't have coverage, now is the time. November is the time to take that moment to explore your options and see. So many people come to Covered California and say, I don't think I'm going to be able to afford it, only to go through the process and say, oh my gosh, it is more affordable than I ever thought it would be. And I've seen that time and time again. So if I were to give one message, if you're uninsured, that could be you.
Jessica Altman is the new executive director for Covered California. We appreciate the time, Jessica. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.